WHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump won't be meeting Russian President Putin in Budapest after all and is instead imposing new sanctions on Russia.
The sanctions are against Russia's two largest oil companies.
I just felt it was time.
President Trump speaking in the Oval Office with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
These are tremendous sanctions. These are very big. Those are against their two big oil companies. And we hope that they won't be on for long. We hope that the war will be settled.
The Secretary General praised the move.
It's all about changing the calculus.
And he said ramping up the pressure on Russia to end this war. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the U.S. carried out deadly attacks on two alleged drug vessels in the Pacific off South America the last 2 days, saying they belong to a designated terrorist organization. President Trump said,
there are very few boats traveling on the water right now. Actually, that includes fishing boats. That includes any other kind of boat. But there are very few boats traveling on the water. So now they'll come in by land at a lesser extent, and they will be hit on land also.
CBS News has learned the Trump administration is expanding its crackdown on illegal immigration by sending Border Patrol agents to the San Francisco area. California Governor Gavin Newsom responds.
This administration, you send first masked men to the cities that you want to militarize.
Two senior administration officials told CBS News the White House East Wing will be completely demolished as early as this weekend, part of President Trump's plan for a $300 million ballroom. Testimony continues today in the first-degree murder trial of former Illinois Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson, who shot and killed 36-year-old Sonia Macy in her kitchen in July 2024. CBS's Anna Schechter reports.
We heard from the other officer who was there in her home with Sean Grayson and whose body camera footage took that second wider shot where you actually see him draw his weapon and fire that shot. Now, he said that Sonia Macy did nothing and said nothing that made him perceive her as a threat. It was actually when Grayson drew his firearm that he then drew it as well because he was alarmed by that.
A diverse group of people have joined forces to say AI development must slow down.
The group includes Prince Harry and Meghan, Richard Branson, Steve Bannon, and Glenn Beck, who say AI superintelligence threatens humanity. The group of more than 700 public figures say it should be banned. Their joint letter urging a prohibition on developing superintelligence until safety and public consensus are assured.
Matt Piper reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From Wisconsin Rapids City Hall to Madison, stay informed with Civic Media's Radio Networks news team right here on WFHR.
The Bucks lose Porter.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL is named Micah Parsons, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Know what's happening in your community across Wisconsin and around the nation, all right here on WFHR, online at WFHR.com.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty. We are going to drop into the mid to upper 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW-Madison professor of military history, John Hall. We dig into what is going on in the current moment and its historical echoes of our past.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Wednesday, everybody. A rainy, overcast day here in Wisconsin, particularly in northeast Wisconsin, but it is a glorious night altogether. It just feels like fall. Hope you're having a great day wherever you're joining us from here tonight for Nightlight. Welcome. Whether you're on the radio, the app, or watching the radio on the stream, it is great to have you here. We've got I have a great show here for you guys tonight. We have two outstanding directors on the show tonight. This might be a first on Nightlight. We do a lot of firsts here. But we've got, at 6:35, it will be my pleasure to welcome Mr. Craig Benzine. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, which you can currently see in Marcus Theaters here in Wisconsin, all over the state. I believe it's still out there. And the distributor is none other than another friend of ours, Sean Hannish. So the two of them, two swell guys, teamed up to bring you a great movie, a great documentary about Japanese Packer fans. Craig will join me at 6:35, and we'll discuss how that's going, and you can learn a little bit more about the film if you're not familiar already with this, what seems to be a treasure. I have not seen it yet. Conrad, have you seen this movie yet?
I have not, but I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of charm. It's got great music that Craig also wrote for the film. And we feature that on Bar Band Friday, just a few nights ago here with our pal Terry Barr. She brought us just this great song called Man of Action. And it is in the film, and Craig also has a band. Oh, man, it's exhausting. He's got a band. He's making movies. He's also on YouTube as Wheezy Waiter with over a million viewers or subscribers, I guess it would be. So Craig will be here. He is a lot of fun to talk to. He's been on the show before. I've interviewed him on PBS Wisconsin as well. Great guy. Joins me at 6:35. And then at 7:35, director number two for the evening, Phil Johnston, will be here. Northeast Wisconsin native, who is a comedy writer and also a brilliant filmmaker. He's made a lot of animated films like Wreck-It Ralph, Zootopia. He has a movie called The Twits that is now in theaters and I believe on Netflix, or it will go to Netflix right after a brief theatrical run. Either way, he's got some big credits. He also wrote the film Cedar Rapids with kind of a... That movie has like... It's like a who's who of comedy. Tom Lennon is in it. Ed Helms. Stephen Root. Got this great cast, and he's written a lot of live-action stuff, too. Very successful guy, and he is a native Wisconsinite, I think from Appleton. So we'll talk to Phil at 7:35. That was our pal Danny Wheels made that connection, Con.
Shout out Danny Wheels.
Yeah, I think they went to high school or something, maybe. But anyway, great stuff, and two really fun guys joining me here tonight on Nightlight. Got a great question we'll get to in just a moment. Working the board. On the other side of the glass from me is Conrad Krieger.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing, you know, good for it being 45 degrees and rainy and gross.
I love when you complain about the weather and you grew up in Wisconsin.
Like, I know what I got myself into.
Do you, like, expect it not to be so?
You know, I was just, like, hoping for one more week of warm weather, but then I would have said it next week, too.
Yeah.
I just wish, you know, for Florida weather right now.
It's coming. Yeah, you should move. You could move south, like, to, like, Racine.
I'll do.
Enjoy that southern Wisconsin weather.
I don't know if it much changes, but.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I did something today. Before we get to our question of the night, this is what kind of inspired it. Yesterday and today, my wife made this great soup, and I had it, and I have a new term or phrase, I guess I should say. I took a bite. It was too hot. And when you do that subsequent, like, you do anything not to burn your tongue, because that messes up your eating for, like, 5 days. You don't feel anything. It's probably a great way to keep the weight off, but, like, you can't taste anything. So, and I like, you know, I like food. I want to taste it. I hate when I burn my tongue. So I do what I call this, like, food ballet in my mouth. I'm like moving it up here, then there. I'm not letting any of the food touch my mouth in a particular area for too long.
So you're like.
And it works.
You're like mouthwashing the soup.
Sort of. If it's soup, yes. This was like a thick, this is almost like a stew. So I like had, it was like a chicken thing. So I had like chicken going this side, then I'm moving it over to this. It was like an aerobic workout. And it worked. I do not have, I can enjoy food in the next few days.
You know, with soup and, you know, stew, you can just, you know, blow on it.
Well, you can, but if you charge into it head first like I do, because I got game. I don't know. I never over microwave something, so I don't have that problem, but I don't know, yesterday I guess I did. So that's my phrase. Food ballet, move it around, folks. Do not burn your mouth. Your mouth is like one of the, I don't know. It affects you for days. It can turn into like a canker sore, you know?
Oh, those are the worst.
Terrible. So just a little tip here from Nightlight. That's the Nightlight. That's the Nightlight. Food tip of the night, and without further ado, let's get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, this is a good one. I have a feeling people are going to have fun with this one tonight. It's a food-related question because it's National Tavern Style Pizza Day. So our question of the night here at Nightlight is, what is your favorite kind of za pizza? What do you like? So many different kinds. Thick crust, hand toss, thin crust, Detroit style, Chicago style, New York style, or tavern style. How do you like your pizza, folks? You could give us toppings. You could give us the way you like it cut. What kind of manufacturer, if you like Tombstone or DiGiorno or whatever. Let us know how you like your pizza. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, drop us a stream comment. And if you're there, if you're so inclined, give us a like or a follow. Always fun to be noticed. So I'm going to start off and say that my favorite, and I put this on social media as well, as I've gotten older, I like thin crust better. I like thin crust with sausage, onion, fresh garlic, possibly jalapenos, and also light sauce. I don't like a ton of red sauce. When I was younger, and especially where I grew up, we had this place in Chicago called Nancy's Stuffed Pizza, and the pizza was like, it was like a piece of ice cream cake. It was like 6 inches tall, just cheese and meat. I don't think I could eat that. I don't think I could eat that now. Even like a Giordano's or Lou Malnati's from Chicago, I don't think I can do. I think tavern style is actually my choice, because that's typically more thin crust. So there you go. Sausage, onion, fresh garlic, light sauce, maybe some jalapenos. What about you, Ken?
Oh, I would say my favorite is pepperoni, sausage, and mushroom. And it used to be chicken, bacon, ranch, but since I enjoy mushroom much now. And I'll tell you, I used to work at a pizza place in my hometown. And we used to, like, when we'd, like, make pizzas for ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
We do it a special way.
Oh, yeah.
And the best way, that was one of my favorite pizzas. I used to make it all the time. My boss showed me this then. It was when you put the sauce on the, you put the layer of sauce on, and then you throw pepper on it.
Just coarse ground pepper or yep. red pepper? Okay.
And then pepper flakes as well. Mm-hmm. And then you do the rest of the pizza how you like it. It adds so much flavor to it actually under it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite way. If I can make my own pizza, I'm putting that on there.
So what do you call that? What is it like, so the crust is thicker?
We did, no, it was a thin crust.
Okay.
Just that flavor just added to it, you know?
Huh. Okay. I could dig it. No vegetables though, really.
Mushroom,
I guess.
I guess it's a fungi.
That's a fungi. But that sounds good. Nothing wrong with a meat lover's pizza. So let us know what you think, folks. What is your favorite kind of pizza? Very open-ended question. Just let us know what you think, and we will read your text on the radio. I had this. I liked the show Task so much, I went back and watched the finale again. This show was so great. The lead character, Mark Ruffalo, is an FBI agent. He doesn't look buff. Apparently, he was eating Philly cheesesteaks to get ready for the role. He's got a little paunch. He looks like a regular dude. And he's a former priest on the show who keeps taking in foster kids. And there's a minor spoiler here, but you find this out in the first episode. One of the foster kids ends up being responsible for the death of his wife. And that foster child has a sister who lives there too. So there's all this in-family drama. And the way the show navigates through that is so great. It's thoughtful. It's about forgiveness. And the last episode is great. And Ruffalo's so good. And the writing is so good. I cannot recommend this show enough. So check out Task. I also meant to watch The Chair Company, the second episode last night, but I didn't. I just was working and did not get to it. But that is on my list.
I watched it last year when it came out, but nobody wants this, you know?
Oh, yeah. Is that Tim Robinson?
That's Adam. No, that was his other show, Don't Leave or something like that.
The Detroiters and then, yeah.
This one was with Adam Brody. Or not Adam Brody. Adam. Adam.
Adam.
Adam. I can't think of it. Anyways, it's a great show, and season 2 comes out tonight, so.
And what's the show called?
Nobody Wants This. It's with Kristen Bell.
Oh, yeah. No, that is Adam Brody.
That is.
It?
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
He was on our show last year. He was on Nightlight.
Yes. When I pictured Adam Brody, for some reason, I went to Adrian Brody.
Who's still talking?
He's still talking.
Yeah. I was like, you were like, Adam Brody. No, not Adam Brody. It was Adam. He's on that show. Yeah, that's Adam Brody.
It's that one show with that one actor named Adam, you know?
Oh, that's great. I need to check out The Chair Company. And
definitely check out episode 2. It gets better.
Is it funnier than the first one?
Yeah, it's
okay.
It's hilarious.
All right, and then the big news this weekend: the Springsteen movie opens. I'm excited. It's reviewing fairly well, and just because Springsteen's a legend doesn't mean the movie's going to be legendary. But I hope it's good. It looks like it's getting about 65-70% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. So I'm really hoping it's a good film. So we'll see that. But I'll be at the theater checking that out. And I do want to see One Battle After Another this weekend, too. Other than that, when does the World Series start?
Actually, I don't even know.
I think it's Friday.
The Brewers aren't in it, so I'm kind of, you know.
You gave up on baseball for the
year. You know, basketball just started yesterday, so.
I get that. Lots of color television to watch this weekend, though. So that's good. Also, Rich Tallarico says he likes his pizza free. Okay.
I do, too.
He's not fussy. I'm not saying I won't eat like a Detroit style or a thick crust, but if it's free, that's a game changer. Rich LoCascio, our pal from WRJN, says white pizza with ricotta and arugula. Ooh, I'm intrigued. That wouldn't necessarily work with tavern style, but it would certainly work with New York style. Absolutely. And you don't have to pick tavern style pizza. Although there's a great frozen pizza called Home Run Inn that's tavern style. You can get it at Walmart, Aldi. It originated from Chicago, which is known for deep dish, but this is a great tavern style pizza. The crust is outstanding, even in the frozen version. Mike Desitel says, I've never met a pizza I didn't like. Good to keep an open mind, Mike. All right, we're going to read more of your texts when we come back. Craig Benzine is here at 6:35. The director of No Packers, No Life. Excited to talk to Craig. And director Phil Johnston of the Twits is here in hour number two. Fun night here. Glad you're with me. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We talk so tough. And there's a perfect kiss somewhere out in the dark. But a kiss ain't
enough. And the... Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Our question of the night in honor of National Tavern Pizza Day. Do you know what a tavern pizza is, Con?
Well, that's like at the places, like the bars and stuff,
taverns,
right?
Yeah, they just cut it. I think it's typically more thin crust, but they cut it a certain way as well.
I feel like it's more crispy, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I like that. I like the thinner crust. So let us know what is your favorite kind of pizza, folks. That is our question of the night. We've got some good social media responses, and we will keep you posted and keep those texts coming. I feel like I'm gonna. Every once in a while, I get like celebrity exhaustion, and I just can't. It's hard to keep. It's almost like the celebrities that say negative things are easier to follow. And J-Lo said some stuff. That's Jennifer Lopez, Jen Jen, as I call her. She said some stuff that is just, she's really annoying. She's up there. She's Mark Wahlberg or Ryan Reynolds annoying. I'm not kidding.
Wow, you don't like her, do you?
No, and I'm going to I'm gonna tell people how. Nobody cares, but I'm going to say it anyway because I got a microphone in front of me. We got a phone call?
Yes, we do. Ollie from the North
Coast. Oh, awesome. Oh, I cannot wait to hear what kind of pizza Ollie likes. Hello, Ollie. How are you?
Good. It's a food one. You know, Ollie's calling in.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I love when you call us about the food stuff.
My favorite, I think, because I don't get to get out and eat anymore, health issues wise.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So I do get the lots of matzah.
Oh, yeah.
And then I like the one with the four meats. And then, of course, that's not good enough, quite good enough. You have to tweak it. So I put some sliced green olives on there and some sliced mushrooms, fresh or canned, whichever you've got.
Sure.
And then a bunch more extra cheese and some Italian seasonings, a little bit of garlic.
My goodness. That you eat? Yeah. Do you eat that after five, Ollie?
I eat it whenever I can get somebody to get me one.
I just have two.
You know,
I have two words for you
around here. So
I have two words for you. Sleep on your stomach. Oh my gosh, that is a lot of food. It's
well,
impressive.
I don't eat it all at once. I do cook it and then
kind of snack on it
and then bag it up and then have it for a couple of other meals. So.
I admire people like you. I cannot eat one piece of pizza. It's like I can't eat two cookies. But that's great.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Of course, you've got to have, I would love to be able to be someplace where I could get one of those dessert pizzas, too.
Oh, those are good, too. Those, like, you know, Domino's has, like, a lava cake that's really good. It's chocolate lava. Yeah, if you eat enough pizza and then that, it might kill you, but it's going to taste pretty darn good. It's not a bad way
to go. What a way to go.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks so much, Ollie. Have a great night. That's awesome. God, that's a lot. What did she say? Pepperoni, sausage. What else? Hamburger?
There's some Italian seasoning as well. And
she had like four meats on there, though.
Some garlic.
Like a rack of lamb, something.
Some ribs.
That's insane. That is serious. But again, if you eat one piece, it's like eating a piece of lasagna almost or casserole. I just can't do that. I can't make a frozen pizza without half of it at least being gone. And when I was younger, the whole thing's gone. If it's like a tombstone or something.
Oh, those things are too small.
Dave on the stream says, or Lil Irv, he's Lil Irv tonight. He has two different personas. I don't know what to do. Could be witness protection. Let's not out him. Tombstone, garlic crust pepperoni. I've never heard.
I didn't know they made different type of crust.
Yeah. That lots of matzo, though, that Ollie said is good.
Oh, it's so good.
They've got like a ton of cheese. I could go lighter sauce on that, but other than that, that was made for taverns. That's a great tavern pizza. Tim Baker on social media says sausage, pepperoni, and mushrooms, extra sauce, well done but not burned. Oh, he's a difficult customer. That's a tough order.
As a person who worked in a pizza place.
Are you spitting in that guy's food? Our pal Amanda Nimmer from here at WGBW says, depends on the mood, but I would destroy a chicken cordon bleu pizza from Glass Nickel. I've never heard of that either.
Have you a Glass Nickel pizza?
I have had it once or twice,
It's so good.
It is good. I can't imagine a chicken cordon bleu, much less wanting to destroy it.
So it's got
to
have some ham on there.
And that sauce.
And then that sauce.
I don't do good with white sauces. Yeah. I've eaten pizza, though, where, like, if it's a red sauce, that I know. I've destroyed a regular pizza where it looks like a crime scene has occurred, and it's just like...
I could, you know, chicken Alfredo pizza is really good, too.
Chicken Alfredo, yeah. Alfredo's the white, creamy sauce, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't do that. I like a garlic sauce, though. Nice garlic sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I have a pretty sophisticated palate. I think that's my problem when it comes to frozen pizza. Frozen pizzas. That's what we're talking about, folks. It is National Tavern Pizza Day today. Let us know what your favorite kind of pizza is. And great movies opening this weekend. And I'm trying to find the right moment to talk about J-Lo because it's this mentality in this country right now. It's another billionaire that can't catch a break. Poor J-Lo. She can't find love. All these guys give her houses and rings and everything, but she doesn't feel like they ever truly loved her.
Maybe sounds like a her problem.
She could be a jerk. Maybe it's her. Maybe you need to take a good long swim in Lake U, Jen Jen. I don't know. I'll read part of the excerpts later, though. It's driving me crazy. And she is on Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Maybe right I should now. Give her a call.
See if you can get her.
Yeah.
You know? But she can't find love, so, you know.
Well, I can't get her a house or a ring or anything, so it just has to be for the love, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Matt, if you can make that happen, I will buy you free pizza for a year. You can get J-Lo to come out and talk to me face to face. But she's going to run for me, Con. She knows I ask the tough questions. All right. When we come back, folks, no Packers, no life director, Craig Benzine is here. Can't wait. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's hoped on fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Real news, great conversation, right to your inbox. Subscribe to WFHR's newsletter and never miss the stories right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. hits Russia's oil industry with sanctions. As correspondent Margaret Brennan tells us, President Trump seeks more pressure on Vladimir Putin over Ukraine.
Two European officials tell me that Trump now has some realization that Vladimir Putin needs to be pushed in order to come to that negotiating table.
The U.S. military has widened attacks on alleged drug boats from the Caribbean to the East Pacific off Latin America. President Trump.
We know the people coming in. We know the boats. We know everything else. We're allowed to do it. It's in international waters. If we don't do it, we're going to lose hundreds of thousands of people.
A letter from 700 people ranging from Prince Harry to Steve Bannon calls for development of superintelligent AI too slow.
Prince Harry writes, "The future of AI should serve humanity, not replace it. There is no second chance." Their joint letter targets tech giants like Google, Meta, and OpenAI.
Correspondent Matt Piper, CBS News Brief.
The Bucks lose Porter.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL is named Micah Parsons, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Captain Olivia Benson of the NYPD's SVU, also known as Mariska Hargitay, really had her sights set on comedy early in her career. During a recent appearance on Amy Poehler's podcast, Hargitay said she screen tested several times for Friends, specifically the role of Monica. She was on Seinfeld and The Single Guy as well, and thought that sitcoms were her destiny until a psychic told her doing comedy would never make her famous. 6 months later, she got the role of Benson on the Dick Wolf series. The show has been on now for 26 seasons. Anybody know the number of a good psychic? Actress Elizabeth Olsen says she will no longer act in studio-financed films unless they get a theatrical release. The veteran of many indie films says she is fine acting in films that have no distribution, but says being a part of a big production just to go to streaming does not excite her. The Godzilla actress emphasized that the theater-going experience is very important and much like a sporting event, and that it brings people together. Testify. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't miss any of the stories that impact your life. Catch WFHR's News Roundup in the podcast form. Go to WFHR.com to subscribe.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty. We are going to drop into the mid to upper 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review, joining us. Going to talk to the Milwaukee Public Museum about special things for Halloween and all things sports with Paul Noonan.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome and welcome to Nightlight, folks. We're broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay tonight on a Wednesday night in the fall. Halloween right around the corner, a chill in the air. What could be better? We're talking about movies and TV and comedy and music and all the great stuff in life that makes us happy. And joining us now to make us even happier is one of my favorite guests. This guy is a multi-talented individual. He goes by the title Wheezy Waiter on YouTube, where he has over a million subscribers. He is a musician and part of a really cool band, and he also made the film No Packers, No Life, which is in theaters right now, and he joins us now over the stream, Mr. Craig Benzine. Hey, buddy.
Hello. Hello. Good to be back.
Great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just had a probably ate too much dinner, and I'm feeling good.
Do you have a favorite pizza, Craig? I know you've been in Chicago for years, but you're a Wisconsin guy. Is there a rivalry in pizza there too, or do you have a favorite pizza?
Well, so in Madison, my favorite. You talked about Glass Nickel earlier.
Yeah.
And I think just they have lots of good ones, but they're just their standard pepperoni sausage is really good. Pepperoni. But I would say, I hate to say it, but maybe my actual favorite is at a place called Pequod's in Chicago. It's deep dish.
I've never had Pequod's. I've heard nothing but amazing stuff about it, though. You're in the pizza haven of the world, basically. It's hard not to like some form of Chicago pizza.
I know, and a lot of people tell me they don't like deep dish, but you got to try Pequod's because it's something special.
I can't. It's hard for me to do deep dish now, but I would make an exception just because of all the stuff I've heard about Pequod's. Do you live near a Pequod's?
No, there's only two. I'm in Madison now, so.
Oh.
So when I lived in Chicago, I would go there all the time.
Oh, I thought you were still in Chicago. Okay, so you live in Madison now.
Yes, I do.
Well, welcome home, buddy.
Thanks. I mean, I've been here for a little while, but yeah, thank you.
Okay.
It's about time you welcome
me. I don't get your updates anymore, Craig, damn it. Well, it's great. I didn't know that. So that's terrific. And Glass Nickel, I've got to try because my buddy Steve Burrows did commercials for Glass Nickel years ago. And they are hilarious. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but you can see them on the Google or the YouTube. And it's just him being this snazzy salesman. Very funny stuff.
I don't watch YouTube. I don't have anything to do with YouTube.
You do whether you want to or not, it sounds like. All right, let's talk, Craig, because this is like you're on a roll, man. You've made this great film about Japanese Packer fans. For those who might not be familiar with it, even though you guys are all over social media and the news and everything, tell us a little bit about No Packers, No Life.
No Packers, No Life is about Japanese Green Bay Packer fans. I have a friend who goes to Japan a lot and just happened to come across this group of Japanese Packer fans. They are so intensely excited about the Packers. They meet on a regular basis to watch either live games as they happen at like 2 a.m. in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Or they'll go meet and rewatch games that they liked in the previous season. And I was there with them to shoot the documentary, rewatching a game. And they were as excited as if they didn't know what was going to happen. and then my friend Ty decided to fly them to a Packer game. So about around 30 of them ended up going to Green Bay and staying with Ty's friends in their houses and experiencing Wisconsin and Green Bay and then a Packer game. And there's some very emotional moments along the way that are It's all happy stuff. This might be the most positive documentary ever made, but
nothing wrong with that. That's okay.
Yeah, but yeah, that's and it's about connections. It's about people from others from different walks of life coming together, building a community around a thing they love.
I'm fascinated that they watch games that already happened. Like, I'm a big sports fan. I would never do that. Yeah. Like, if my teams win huge games, I don't do that. And they have less of a connection, at least growing up maybe, to American sports teams than we do. That's serious fandom.
Yeah, I think it's also a coming together and building a community just over there in Japan, because in their culture, they don't get to, it's a little more, it's a formal culture, so they don't get a chance to express themselves as much, as I understand it. And so the Packers, it's just all these people who let it all out by watching Packer game.
Wow. How was the trip when they came over here? I assume you guys had a lot of fun filming that, but what was it like for them over here? Did they totally embrace it? Did they love it? Were they curious? Were they just euphoric? Like, what was that like?
Okay. Well, first of all, I wasn't actually there for that part of the documentary. So, but I did edit it, so I've watched all the footage. but they were very. It was all positive. They were very excited. They were blown away by a lot of them. Live in Tokyo, and just to see the big houses, the wide roads, the open space, and how everyone was so open and friendly. It was nothing but positive things to say, and they felt as if it was like one of them says it was a sacred place to them going to Lambeau. It was like almost a religious experience.
It must have been surreal. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they liked it. They liked it a lot.
How, what's even more impressive is that you found Packer fans in a place that is not known for their cheese intake on any level. And here they are embracing Wisconsin. That's a big hurdle in world relations.
Yeah, one of them had a cheese charm on their glasses, and one of them was wearing a big cheese head that they've had for 20 years, apparently.
So I'm guessing you didn't think when you set out to do this, or I don't know what you were thinking, but every filmmaker, when they set out, they're like, well, the sky is the limit. Maybe this will be Big Fat Greek Wedding, or maybe it'll strike a chord and go worldwide. The fact that you're in Marcus Theaters right now before you get out on streaming platforms, I assume, maybe you didn't see that coming. That's kind of a nice twist.
Absolutely not. We just tried to send it to film festivals. I thought it was good, but I didn't know. It's always hard to, being in a band for so long, I've been making creative stuff for, 25 years, and I'm used to making things that no one's gonna see, and no one's gonna care about, and that's always in the back of my mind as a possibility, and I thought basically this we would show to friends, it might show at a few film festivals, and that was it. But then we got into the Wisconsin Film Festival, and the response was incredible.
Yeah,
and through that we met Cannonball Productions, who helped us, because they did the documentary Just a Bit Outside, the Brewer documentary.
Sure.
And they helped us do all of this, get in contact with Marcus Theaters and show it all across Wisconsin.
That's Sean Hanna. She's a real slave driver. I'm sure he really put you to work. And
he did. We had to do a lot of media.
If every guy in the business was like Sean, nobody would ever complain. Like, I don't know what it's like working with him, but he's been on the show several times, and I love the guy. He's so much fun.
He's the nicest guy in the world, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so how long you have – you're in the theaters this week. Do you have any idea how long the run will be?
I don't know. We have it depends on if people go see it. So
yeah.
More people have to go see it. It could go another week. It could go 20. I don't know, optimistically, but
sure.
But it's in there right now. We have a special screening this Friday in Green Bay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, the Bay. Sorry, I took your question.
No. That's okay. Please, that was my next question. At Bay Park Square. So please tell us.
Yeah, I unfortunately can't be at the Q&A, but producer and star Ty will be there, and Mark Murphy will be there.
Yeah.
Former president, CEO of the Packers.
How did that happen? I assume he's seen the film, or will that be his first time watching it?
I don't know. Again, the power of Sean Hannish or Mark Cass, who's been doing a lot of press work for us. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was funny. My guest is Craig Benzine. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, which you can see in Marcus Theaters currently. And as you just mentioned, there's a big event here in Green Bay at the Bay Park Square, Marcus. And Mark Murphy will be there. And there's a Q&A after. It sounds like a really fun event. Mark Cass reached out and he's like, I've got this documentary about Japanese Packer fans that come over. And I'm like, oh, that sounds an awful lot like Craig's movie. your name was not in the email, and I've, out of a sense of loyalty, I'm like, I don't know about this. You know? And I did a little more digging, and Sean's name was in there. I'm like, does Sean have the same idea? No, it's got to be the same film. So,
come on, Mark. Come on, put me in the email.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's probably just an oversight. I don't think he's trying to pull fast one on you, Craig, or anything. What have any other Packers seen the film? Has anybody approached you from the organization? Like, have you gotten any feedback from current or former Packers?
Well, the VIP premiere we had in Waukesha last week, Wednesday, there were three Packers there. There was George Kuntz, Amon Green, and Antonio Freeman were at the screening.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and Amon Green spoke at the end and had a lot of nice things to say and loved it. So
that's I would imagine they would love that. Like they're when Packers stick around that aren't from here and they continue living here, you know, they fell in love with the community and love being ex-Packers, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. So how else? Let me see here. All right. So what is your next, how do you follow this up, Craig? Like, I know you just mentioned you got a band, you're this YouTube influencer. What do you follow up a film like this with?
Well, I got to keep making YouTube videos. Also I have plans. I've been working on ideas for movies for a long time. I have a couple of I've started writing screenplays and stopped, but now that this movie is behind me, I think I can really go in earnest. And I have a couple of ideas. I don't know how much I want to reveal yet, but I would say one of them involves a heist. So I've been really interested in the latest heist in the news. But I kind of want to make a heist movie set in Wisconsin.
Oh, I love that. Those are my favorite kind of films. Caper films, heist films. How much of a departure, like, that's so different than what you just did. Now, I have no doubt you could pull that off because you're a musician and you got all kinds of stuff going on. But how did you find it hard to write that after working on this, or did you breeze?
Well, I haven't written it yet. That's so. Yes, I am finding it hard. I mean, I've done a lot of. I went to UW Madison Comm Arts. I wrote a lot of screenplays then. That was a while ago, but. I've done narrative things before. I've just never done them on this scale. Same thing with this documentary. I've done, like, I would say many of my YouTube videos are like miniature documentaries, but I've never done a full length one. But I did it, and I think I did it a good job. So I think I could do the same with a full movie.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I meant to ask you this before we moved on. We've got about a minute to a break, but how was it watching No Packers, No Life with an audience in Madison? Or if that was your first time or the first time you did watch it with an audience?
The first time was in Waukesha, and it was, well, the first time I watched it was, no, I guess first time for the market screenings was in Waukesha.
Okay.
The first time with an audience was in Madison at the film festival, and it was one of the best nights of my life. It was incredible. People loved it so much, and it felt so good to feel like I did my job.
Outstanding. I still haven't seen it yet, but we're going to come back and talk more with our guest, Craig Benzine, the director of No Packers, No Life. I got a lot of questions for Craig, and it's great to have him on the show. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development,
technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines. And it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant. But environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn! Badgers finish Michigan!
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Song is Man of Action, and my guest right now is Craig Benzine. Are you the lead singer, Craig?
I am the lead singer.
That is a great song.
Well, thank you. That's my band, Driftless Pony Club, and I believe the song was written by my friend Matt. I can't take all the credit for it.
Well, you don't have enough hours in the day to do everything you do anyway, so it's okay to pass.
I'm sure I had input on the writing of the song. I don't remember. It was a while ago, but...
Great name. I love the does that come from, by any chance, the Driftless area of Wisconsin?
The band name?
Yeah.
A friend of a former member of the band bought a shirt at Goodwill that said Driftless Pony Club on it. And we thought that was the only band name that none of us hated, so that's the one we went with. And then we learned later that was a pony club in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. And they changed their name to the Black Rock. They emailed me. They found our band. They emailed me. They changed their name to the Black Hawk Pony Club or the Black Rock Pony Club. I can't remember. because it sounded more competitive.
That's so great. I love the song, and I understand it's in the film No Packers, No Life. Terry Barr, yeah, who does so much here at Civic Media, and she's our guest on Bar Band Friday night here at Nightlight on Fridays, brought the song, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, this guy's got a band too? Like, you know, you're just got your hand in everything, and it's such a fun song. Did you write it for the movie, or was it just something you guys had that you're like, hey, this would fit perfectly?
Well, so I just had, it's something I had. So I was editing the movie and I was looking for music, and the most readily available and legal music to use was right, our own music. And I tried a lot of different music, but that just seemed to work really well with the part in those parts of the, it's like during the really partying parts of the movie.
Yeah. Know, it makes all, sense.
Yeah.
It's just a feel good. It's a great song. It's got, I could totally see it in a movie. So I keep trying to move on from No Packers, No Life, but it's hard because there's so much to talk about it. You have a swag as well. You want to tell people where they can get a No Packers, No Life mug or toenail clipper or something?
Yeah, just nopackersnolife.com. There's hoodie. There's a t-shirt. I don't know what else there is. That is all. There's a hat there, poster. Yeah. NoPackersNoLife.com.
Very cool.
And you can also see information on the screen, special screenings and everything. So, yeah.
Do you have streaming info yet, Craig?
No streaming info right now.
You'll have to keep us posted on that.
Yeah.
Love to get the word out about it. My guest is Craig Benzien. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, currently playing in Marcus Theaters here in Wisconsin. He's also a musician. And where do you guys play, Craig? Do you play bars in Wisconsin?
We used to. Now we all live in. We've been a band for 20 years.
Wow.
over 20 years. Maybe 25 years, actually. Yeah. I guess if you count the pandemic. We met in college. We played a lot around Madison. Started developing a little bit of a following around Madison, but then we moved to Chicago and struggled for a while until my YouTube channel took off, and then it kind of helped the band take off a little bit.
Wow.
Now we all live in different places. The bassist Sam still lives in Chicago, but the other two members live in Minnesota.
So that's tough.
We are starting to work on a new album. But we're doing it slowly as I keep driving up there and we keep working on stuff.
People want to find like the music you guys have already created, where can they find that? Is that online anywhere?
It's in all the places you listen to music, but I think there's all, let's check the status of driftlessponyclub.com right now. We have driftlessponyclub.com. We have a Bandcamp. We have all the things. We're on all the things.
Yeah, you guys should definitely take advantage of the internet.
Yes.
So that's cool. I would love it. If you guys ever are in Green Bay, I would love to have you play that song in the studio sometime, or just whatever you want. It'd be fun to have you guys.
Oh, man. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If we can get together enough to write an album and maybe have a little tour, that would be great.
That would be outstanding. Can I keep you for a few minutes past the news? I want to ask you what's new at Wheezy Waiter and talk a little TV and Halloween and all that kind of stuff. All right, fantastic. Craig Benzien is my guest. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, and you can follow him on YouTube. He's a Wheezy Waiter, and he's got over 1 million subscribers. I don't know quite how that's possible, but it's true. And the band is officially getting back together, so Craig is going to stick with us past intermission into Act 2 for a few minutes before we let him go. Gary in Madison says his favorite pizza is the Italian carne pizza at Portobello Madison. Oh, have you ever eaten at Portobello, Craig? That's right
long time ago, yeah. I think I have.
It's across from the State Street Brats, right? Kind of down the block a little bit.
Yeah. I think I went there once when in college, so like 20 years ago. Yeah.
I always walk past there, and it's like the nicest looking place, but it's never – I didn't know if it was still open or if stuff happened there or not. But
I remember liking it, but what do I know? I was a college kid.
Exactly. You're not eating it. You're not fine dining. Thank you, Gary, for the text. Let's see if we can get one more in here before the break. And 920 says, I can't wait to see that documentary. There you go. Check it out, 920. Yeah. No Packers, no life. If 920, if you're right here in Green Bay, check out that event Friday night, too, at Bay Park Square. All right, we've got more with Craig Benzine, more Packer talk, Wheezy Waiter talk. It's going to be a blast. Don't go anywhere. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Washington and the growing outcry over the president's massive construction project that calls for complete destruction of the White House, a section of the White House to make way for a 90,000 square foot ballroom.
President Trump confirms the east wing of the White House is being torn down.
In order to do it properly, we had to take down the existing structure.
The president also threw out a new number on the cost.
It's about $300 million.
The original number was around $230 million, but Trump says the American people aren't paying for any of it.
It's being paid for 100% by me and some friends of mine, donors.
Rejecting allegations that he has been anything but transparent about the size and scope of the project, including the details about the demolition. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The president's war on alleged drug boats is expanding.